Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Throwback Podcast. This is your host, Ryan the Podman. I have no clue where my co-host Jimmy is right now, but we'll worry about that later. Anyways, we have another great show lined up for you guys today. Our special guest this episode will be comedian and the creator and star of the 90s Nickelodeon TV show Wienerville, Mark Wiener. I really enjoyed doing this interview. We touched on a lot of interesting topics about his career that I'm sure you all enjoy. If you're a 90s kid, Wienerville was one of those great Nickelodeon shows that made that channel really special back in the day. Huh. I wonder where Jimmy is. He was supposed to be here over an hour ago. Jimmy! Jimmy, you here? Wait a second. There's a note on the table here. To Ryan from Jimmy. Okay. There's a big giant curtain covering the wall. Not sure what's up with that, but I'll read this note to you guys. It says, let's see. Dear Ryan, let me tell you something, Daddy. Oh, God. I have a special surprise for everyone, and especially you. The surprise is behind the curtain. After the interview, remove the curtain to reveal what it is. See you later, Daddy. Jimmy. Okay, not quite sure what to make of that, but I guess we'll have a surprise from Jimmy after the show. Anyway, folks, like always, if you like what you hear today, be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio for more exclusive shows and interviews, as well as giving us a shout-out on Twitter at ThrowPodcast, T-H-R-O-W Podcast, and on Instagram at Throwback_Podcast. Now, here's our exclusive interview with the creator and star of Wienerville, Mark Wiener.
Excuse me, Daddy.
Wait a minute, Jimmy, are you behind that sheet?
No, it isn't!
Okay, what the hell? I'll see you guys after the interview. Hey guys, right before we start this interview, just want to let you know to be sure to crank the volume on whatever device you're listening on, whether it's your phone or iPad or computer or whatever, tablet. We had a little bit of technical problems getting Mark's voice all the way high, but you should be able to hear for the most part, but just be sure to crank your volumes all the way up for this one. All right.
You are listening to the Throwback Podcast, your stop for everything 90s. This is a Throwback exclusive.
Joining me at this time is actor and comedian and star of the former TV Nickelodeon TV show Wienerville. I'm pleased to welcome Mark Wiener. Mark, how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you, Ryan.
Thank you for coming on the show. Good to have you on. How have you been? What's been new with you?
Well, the Door movie.
Yeah, the Door movie. You were in the Door movie that just came out.
It came out during the summer, and I am the map in it. You know, for the past 20 years I've been doing the voice of Map and Swiper and Bugs and a few other characters on Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
And now the movie, I got to be the map. I didn't get Swiper, though.
No?
Oh, man!
That sucks.
Yeah, so I hope everyone will go out and see the movie or watch it when it gets on Netflix.
Yeah, we'll get more into that. But that's awesome. We're going to talk about, you've actually had a very interesting career before you even, got involved in, TV and Nickelodeon and that stuff. You were a street performer coming up, weren't you?
Yes, sir. And as a matter of fact, yesterday, I was with my girlfriend and my daughter, and we went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which is where I started in New York City. On the steps of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and that's where I met Robin Williams, and we did some street performing together, and so I was reliving that, telling them, this is where I was, this is where it happened, and And this is Aaron. They're there going, can we get some lunch now? It was right here. This is what I did. They went, we're hungry.
Well, I gotta admit, when I'm hungry too, I can get like that. If I want some food in me, I'm like, yeah, that's nice. What's next? But how was it like working with Robin Williams at that time?
Well, it was great because he was a street performer. And when I first started as a street performer, I juggled a rubber hand, an M&M, and a toilet plunger. I did this thing that he used to do with the rubber, with his hand. You know, he used to go nano, nano, and he would move, spread his fingers. And I said, if I do that with my rubber hand, someday I'll be Robin Williams, somehow. The second time I ever did it on the street, all of a sudden he comes out of the audience, goes, nano, nano. And I went, oh my God. And it was great because he was such a nice man.
Yeah, he was a great guy. From everything you hear about him. He's such a funny guy too. I loved all his movies. Every single one. Just a good guy. So how long were you guys working together, like doing stuff?
2 weekends.
2 weekends?
2 weekends, and then we stayed in touch, and then when I got on Saturday Night Live, he would come up and hang out and visit. Wow. And that was in 80 and 81. I did the puppets on there, and then I also appeared as one episode with my Captain Bob character.
Oh, Captain Bob. Yeah, you did. Didn't you do a little bit of some writing on the Saturday Night Live too?
Well, the writing was, you know, we wrote our sketch, and then I would perform it.
Okay.
Cool. It was on three weeks in a row, and then I was made part of the cast, and then the producer got fired, and then there was a writer's strike, so I canceled the season, and I had 5 more episodes to do, and that got all canceled. And then the following year, I got in 1 episode as a special guest, and like a comic, I came on, I did a routine.
How did you end up working with Nickelodeon to create your own show?
Okay, so I'll back it up a little bit. You know, from the street, I became a stand-up.
Yeah.
Then did SNL. I did other stuff, and I started creating those head puppets, you know, like Dottie.
Yeah.
And I started really creating a lot of them. And I got on this show that was on the on the Hot Channel called Random Acts of Variety.
Yeah.
And I became a cast member there, and every week I would do a different thing. And the producer said, you know, you have so many of these puppets, you should have a village for them. You should have your own show.
Yeah.
And so I started, you know, that was the, you know, I had Wienerville idea already, and then I just created this game show called That's Not Fair, and I tested it out on this Random Acts of Variety, in which I play a head puppet, and we took real contestants, put them in the puppet set with me, and whatever, I made up the rules and asked stupid questions and just fun stuff. Did a pilot for the Comedy Channel.
Right.
No, it's called Comedy Central.
Comedy Central, yeah.
Yeah, so Comedy Channel and Ha combined, and we did the first pilot with this game show called That's Not Fair.
Mm-hmm.
We shot it, and it skewed like for a kid's show. But their audience was older. So my manager's sister-in-law was head of development at Nickelodeon. We brought it over to them, and they said, this is exactly
Wienerville for Nickelodeon.
That's what you asked me, right? Yeah, that's what I asked you.
Wienerville came out in, 93?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you first were came up with the ideas for the show, like you said, when you were doing the like game show and everything, how long ago was that before it actually turned into what it was on Nickelodeon? Like what was the time period?
Well, it was 91, 92.
So maybe like 1 or 2 years before it actually...
It's really fast, you know? Yeah. We shot the pilot and then went to Nickelodeon and they were looking for something and they said, we want this thing, you know? And we went and moved right in. In 92, we started production. The first year went on.
How long does it usually take to film an episode for Wienerville? Like when you were guys doing production for it, like how long, like once you got everything ready for like maybe like the first episode, for example, when you got the first episode, you were ready to record. How long did it take from like writing down the concepts and everything for the episode to actually recording and getting everything recorded and done for the episode? How long would that usually take? It was different for every episode? Films were filmed at Nickelodeon Studios though in Orlando, right? Like all the production.
Yeah, we were part of the Universal Studio Nickelodeon tour. You know, we were in the Nickelodeon building, and we had the big. You know, when you would ever take that tour?
Oh, you know what? I never got a chance to take the tour. That was like on my bucket list as a kid. I never made it down to Orlando at the time, but that I can't even do it now because Nickelodeon's not even the studio's not even there anymore. Well, it's there, but not, it's some other company bought it over. I forgot which company took it over, but that was that's something I wanted to do as a kid. Smell it, huh? First time you were on set when you were recording your like first episode, like.
So, you know, I created this
of Pisidia.
Okay, so that whole facade, I created a, like, 6 foot by, 6 foot long with all those little buildings. And, you know, it's like, I was just playing, well, this is where Dottie would be, this is where Pops and Louie would be. And these are the signs, and,
yeah.
And I made it all out of cardboard. And we got the show, and they said, well, where do you want the puppets to live? I said, Puppet City. And they said, well, send us down what you have, and we'll copy it. So I shipped down, you know, this crate of this, you know, these cardboard boxes, and I wrapped it up and taped it and sent it down. And I go, you guys going to pay me back for the shipping? And they said, and you can have our shipping number. I went, all right, cool. And so I sent that down there. So, like, 4 months later, I think this will answer your question.
Yeah.
I walked to the studio, and there is my 6 foot puppet, you know, mock up is this 20 by 30 or 40 foot long Puppet City.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like blown away by seeing that. I was like, whoa. Because the guy who built it, designed it, and built it, Taylor, was just amazing, an amazing artist. And
yeah, that's awesome.
And then, you know, I told the concept for the Wienerizer, and then he actually built, you know, it's nothing what I was thinking of, but this thing that he came up with, the Wienerizer, and I thought, man, that's incredible.
Yeah, that must have been amazing.
Go ahead.
No, you can finish. Yeah. Sounds like such a fun concept, though.
Yeah, no, it was great. You know, where people would come, stick their head on the puppet bodies,
yeah,
and then they would get shot in the face with whipped cream.
That sounds so fun, man. Now, out of all the different characters you played, who were your favorite? For me, I liked it, Boney and Big Pops. But you didn't really see Big Pops after the first season of the show, which I was kind of disappointed. But I love Boney. Boney was hilarious.
Oh, thank you so much. Boney, leave me alone.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I love Boney, man. He was... It was a parody on Barney, wasn't it?
Yes, Barney.
Oh, man. Was he your favorite?
There's no place that Dottie was a favorite. It's me, Dottie.
Oh, hi, Dottie.
Hello, Brian. Thank you so much for calling back. You know, you're keeping him out of trouble.
Thanks. How you been doing, Dottie? I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, Zip's here. Oh, how's the hey, Zip?
Get in here. Zip, we're gonna put on a new show soon. You go tell the gang, and we're gonna get it together. Okay, Daddy. The whole gang is here, Ryan.
Well, you got everyone, man. Yeah, I love Big Pops, man. I wish Big Pops was around longer.
Big Pops, we're working on an episode that should be ready soon.
Who are you?
Yep, we're going to do a little thing and put it on YouTube.
Oh, I'll be looking forward to seeing that, man. That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, it'll be ready as soon as we get it ready. That's it. I'm very busy making food over here.
Well, what you making?
Mess. Making a big mess. He's burning everything. He's such a mess over here. Oh, you get quiet. Louie, you know, I'm talking to Ryan. Just shut up. I'm trying to. The whole gang is here.
Man, you brought everybody with you. Hey, how are you, sir?
Yep, I'm circling, and you know what? I'm looking down at the earth, and I'm very concerned about what's going on down there.
Yeah,
right?
I think we all are.
Yes, you know, with the climate change going on there, it doesn't look too good from up here. I think, I hope everyone on your podcast will do something about the climate change.
I'm sure they will after hearing your message, sir. I'm sure we'll all find a way to improve the situation and make it better.
This is the evil. Who's the evil guy on the show? The evil space guy. Futsky was his evil partner.
Commander.
He loved Dottie.
Oh, man. It's on the tip of my tongue. hold on. I'll find out.
Commander. Look up in Wikipedia.
Yeah. Okay. I know. Wait, come on. Wait, hold on. Just give me 2 seconds, Wiener.
Man, I don't even remember.
You don't even remember. Hopefully something comes up. Commander Ozone.
No, but Ozone was the good guy. Who was the evil guy? The space guy.
Hold on, I'm looking. I'm going through the character list here.
Well, if anyone in your podcast knows, write it in. That's the question.
Write it in. Wait. Right. Okay, wait. I zippy zip it. Played a lot of people. Oh, Captain. Okay, no, not Captain. Is that coming up?
All right. So there's a good question, and whoever writes it in gets a Wienerville hat.
Wienerville hat, you're there, folks. I know. God, how come I was thinking about that character earlier too.
How come I can't think of him? You know that episode about eat a good and healthy breakfast, but the answer is in that episode because he's in there.
Oh, he's in there. Oh, yes. We'll find out who it is.
Okay.
We'll find out. But yeah, wow. What was I gonna say? What was your favorite episode? Out of all the skits and stuff you've done on Wienerville, do you have one that sticks out more than anything?
You know, I really like the
Puppets Court.
Puppets Court, where Pops and Louie go to the people. It's like a spoof on the People's Court.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember. Yeah,
the head writer. And personal director Ray Abruzzo was brilliant, a brilliant comedic genius, and he, you
he worked on the show and writer and I think that was one of his episodes. But he played Louie on the show.
Yeah.
And Scott Fellows played Tops. You know, and Scott Fellows, my God, went on to create so many shows for Nickelodeon. You know, Nancy Classified, you know, the boy band show.
Wow. Yeah, he did a lot of stuff.
Yeah. He was great.
That's crazy.
So I would say that Puppets Court.
That's your favorite one? Episode?
Someone had a toothache or something was wrong with their tooth.
That one was just came up 2:30.
2:30? With Dottie's hair. Did I notice her hair changed from season one to season two? Show only had two seasons. It was so popular. It easily could have lasted a few more seasons. Premiered?
Yeah.
I think it was, I was 8.
Shows were coming on were
more for the older kids, and that's where, you know, we lost our audience. Mm. And,
yeah.
I just kept, and they gave us a couple of specials, and, you know, the show was just skewing too young.
Yeah, you guys had a New Year's special, didn't you? I believe I remember seeing a New Year's special, and there was a... Oh, yeah, the election. What was your favorite special out of those three?
I liked the New Year's Eve one. Mm. The election special was a blowout, man. It was like, yeah, if you go back and look at that thing, we went down to Washington, we had dancers, we had an elephant.
Remember that one, election special. I remember New Year's, but I definitely... Yeah. Okay, now it's coming back to me. Yeah, I definitely remember the New Year's special for sure. And you said no, it was the Hanukkah one too, right? You said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you guys were expecting snow, and there was no snow when you went up there.
Yeah.
Wow, that's... Yeah, does it... Is it... It usually snows a lot in Vermont, I guess, normally.
Yeah, no, it should have been snow, but it wasn't. A couple of times you see the stuff is walking on the snow, and the whole floor is moving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was it? Oh, wow. That's that's interesting, like old tricks like that. I was gonna say, let me just see. Would you ever be interested in doing a Wienerville reboot or revival of Nickelodeon, or a company like Netflix or someone approach you on doing something like that? Yeah. Because I see all these Nickelodeon shows, like all that has a reboot going on right now. And then you have Rocko's Modern Life has a thing on Netflix right now, too.
Oh, really?
They got an episode.
Did they
make
a new episode
and
put it on Netflix?
Yeah, they did a special. I haven't even checked it out yet myself, but there's a special Netflix did on, there's like a special episode of Rocko on Netflix right now. Yeah, he did a special on it. Like, they released it about a month or two ago. And, yeah.
Oh, Mark, you stayed by the phone and you booked that girl from Netflix. Okay, Daddy. I'll just stay right here by the phone and wait. Very good, Mark, because this will be our big break.
Oh, Daddy's still there. Now she left.
Yeah, I mean, Daddy can get my nails done, so,
Oh, yeah, it's good to be prepared. Yeah, tell Zip about it, too.
Be prepared.
Yeah, you gotta be prepared. But, yeah, so you got anything else coming up? Any projects?
Not much in the entertainment world.
All right.
right now, just taking it as it comes?
Nothing's going on.
Anything else to say before we wrap it up?
No, just I want to thank you for your interest after all these years, you know, remembering Wienerville. Thank you all your fans for, you know, remembering Wienerville and watching it. And, you know, please check us out on YouTube. We have quite a lot of the episodes are showing up on there. You know, we can't release them, but other people are releasing them.
That's good, because, yeah, Wienerville is part of that golden age of Nickelodeon, like, with all those other great shows, like Nick Arcade, Double Dare, Wild and Crazy Kids, all those shows, all that. Yeah, they had a major part of that era.
Yeah, and on our website, you know, in the Wienerville store, we have lots of Wienerville shirts and hats and golden hot dogs, silver hot dogs, original posters. You know, so, you know, you guys can check that out at wienerville.com.
All right. All the best to you.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that exclusive interview with comedian and creator of the show Wienerville, Mark Wiener. He has had a very interesting life and career. It's pretty cool to me that he was a street performer with Robin Williams.
Oh, I agree. That is so fascinating that he worked with Robin Williams.
Wait a minute. Okay, what's going on? Jimmy, are you behind that curtain?
No, it isn't. This is Jimmy's secretary, Leslie. Now read the note, please.
I already read the note earlier, remember?
Not that one, silly. This one.
Okay, a big giant hand is coming behind the curtain. Jimmy, I know that's your arm. Okay, you're giving me a note. Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm trying to figure out how the hell there's a curtain attached to the wall like this. The only way you could do that is if you broke open the wall. I don't think you would have done that, hopefully.
Just read the note, Daddy.
I mean, silly.
Okay, let me open this. Give me a second, guys. Attention, attention, everybody. Thank you for coming to a very special day. A day you will never forget. Today is the first day of many that you will all welcome and celebrate. This is day of the grand opening of Jimmyville. Jimmyville? Okay, now pull the curtain. Okay, I guess this is my cue to pull back the curtain. Okay, give me a second.
Well, hello, Ryan. Thank you for coming. Welcome to Jimmyville. Ha-ha!
What the hell? Jimmy, what did you do? You cut a giant hole in our wall to stick your big giant head face out. How did you even fit in there?
This is not Jimmy, silly. This is Leslie, his sister, and more importantly, his secretary.
Secretary of what? Where did you find that wig? It looks like a beaver just died on the top of your head.
The secretary of Jimmy. Jimmy's a very busy man, Daddy, and he's the mayor and founder of Jimmyville.
What is this Jimmyville business? I understand you're trying to recreate wait a minute. Did you really take the head off a Cabbage Patch Kid doll and glue it to the hole right under the wall next to your head to make it look like you have a body? I really hope this paint you used for the background of this city landscape you drew it. Okay, hold. This smells like Sharpie. Oh, my God. Jimmy, get out of there. We got a show to end.
The last time, Daddy. This is not Jimmy. This is his secretary. And if you'd like to speak to him, I will send you up to see him.
Okay, fine. Please do that.
Okay, one moment, please.
Okay, now the curtain's pulled back. I see your hand, Jimmy. Get out of there. Okay, that's it. I'm pulling this curtain back.
This is security, son! May I see your ID, please?
Okay, Jimmy, now you're wearing a children's hat and plastic shades you bought from the dollar store.
I don't know what you're talking about, son. This is security. You want to see Jimmy? I need to see some ID, son.
Okay, fine. Let me pull out my wallet. Here, you satisfied? Now here's some ID.
Are you sure that's you, son? That you look kind of young compared to this ID.
Yes, it's me. Jimmy, cut this out. Get out of there now.
Very pushy, I see. I'm gonna have to call security. You wait here, young man.
Jimmy, don't you pull that curtain back again. He just pulled the curtain back again. Folks, I'm sorry. While we wait for Jimmy, on our next edition of the Throwback, we have a very special guest lineup for everyone. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at Throw Podcast, THROW Podcast, or on Instagram at Throwback_podcast to find out who it is. Okay, Jimmy, I'm pulling this curtain back now. Oh, shit. Jimmy, are you okay?
Hey, Daddy, I'm stuck inside this hole. I can't move my head anymore. My head is stuck. I'm losing feeling from my neck down. And what makes it worse, I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy.
Oh, boy. Where's the toolbox? I'll try to hammer you out of there.
Everything's in here with me, Daddy. I'm just trying to finish the construction of Jimmyville inside here. I even started construction of City Hall inside here.
No wonder you're stuck. Okay, I'm gonna have to call Home Depot or somebody to get you out of there. Anyways, thanks for listening, folks. Until next time.
Oh, Daddy, I think there's a mouse crawling on my ankle in here. Or is it a spider?
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at Throw Podcast or on the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/throwback.